Yeah, boys. Michael Clark, we're about to talk to him, and he is talking about the Nashes at the moment. Of course, in this English summer, in a few months' time after the World Cup, we are across again for the Ashes. And Clarky, hopefully hamstring will be sweet and ready to go, and we've got him up in our Brisbane studio. G'day, Clarky. How are you this morning?
Morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Mate, it's an absolute pleasure. So the Nashes with Oral-B, mate, it's all about, well, they reckon the Pommies, who, you know, don't normally shower that much or brush their teeth, they've got it over us at the moment.
You're married to one, so can you talk from experience?
No, she goes all right.
She's filthy, good. Right?
She goes all right. How about your Nashes?
Seriously. I've got one tooth that's slightly dead because I dropped the catcher mid-wicket. But I'm getting that fixed up. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm going well, mate. You're right. I can't believe that the Poms are beating us at anything, let alone having better oral health habits than us. So we've got to turn that around.
Hey, Clarkie, how are you travelling in yourself, mate? There's plenty going on.
Yeah, it's been pretty busy considering I've been away from the team and thought I'd get some peace and quiet. Hasn't been the case. Look, I'm going well, Matty, to be honest. My body's improving every single day. I've taken a lot of confidence out of being able to go and play for my club, Western Suburbs, on the weekend. And, I batted for nearly 3 hours. And I've pulled up really well. So I've taken a lot of confidence from that.
Mate, we know we can ask you anything. You're always honest with us. Mate, yep. You and Rodney Marsh, people keep telling us you aren't seeing eye to eye.
Yeah, look, Rod and I have always had a good relationship. Rod was my head coach at the academy when I was a kid, when I was 17 and 18 years of age. We're two very strong people, though, so we do regularly communicate and disagree with things. But the one thing we've always done is whatever decision's made, we back it like we've made it ourselves. And I think our relationship has always been that way, and I think it will be. I think that's probably what I love so much about Rod. He's very similar to my father. He'll always be honest to me. And whether that's positive or, you know, constructive criticism. But no, look, I've always had a good relationship with him, and long may that continue.
Mate, they say, people are saying, and you read it, you hear it, they say Michael Clark is on a collision course with Cricket Australia. Mm. Now, Clarkie, where is that coming from? Why are they saying that?
I'd like to know, Matty, to be honest. That's probably been the most disappointing thing, to read things like that. You know, I haven't been around the team for the last six, nearly 7 weeks. When I have been around the team, it's been to see the Australian medical staff. I'm consistently texting and ringing my teammates, but I actually haven't been a part of the team, which, as you guys know, when you're injured, you always want to get back. You know, it's hard being away, but that's part and parcel of being injured. So I've sort of... And I think the whichever captain stands in, you know, I know when I got little tastes of it through at the start of my career, that you like to have that time to be able to captain the team you want to captain. So I've tried to give Smitty and obviously Bales that opportunity as well. But they also know, you know, if there's anything they've needed, they've been able to pick up the phone and call me. Yeah, that's probably the, you know, I think disappointing is probably the right word, that, you know, a few people have written a few things that, you know, I certainly don't believe are true, but, you know, they're obviously getting information from somewhere. And for me, it's, like I say, it's water off a duck's back now, because I've had it my whole career. A lot of people think since I've become captain that I've copped criticism. I've had so much criticism throughout my whole career that, you know, I've found a way to be able to let it slide and make sure I'm doing what's important. And right now, that's training my backside off to get back on the park.
Steve Smith, mate, you and him have always been good mates.
Yep.
How difficult is it at the moment, Clarkie, for you and him to remain really good mates and not affect the fact that people are sizing you two blokes up like a couple of heavyweight fighters, about to square off against each other?
I think it's very easy for me and Smitty. I think we both know exactly where our relationship stands, our friendship stands, and that's the most important. We both have a lot of respect for each other. You know, I sat in Smitty's shoes when there was a lot of talk about Ricky Ponting being dropped from the captaincy. So I certainly know where, you know, what he's feeling at the moment as well. And he's done a fantastic job. You know, he's a wonderful young talent and will make and has already shown, you know, he's a great leader. He's led from the front with the bat, and that's exactly what our team's needed through this time. And, you know, that'll continue. You know, Smitty will captain Australia for a long time. At the end of the day, it's actually nothing to do with Smitty and I. The selectors, you know, they'll decide who they think they want in the team, firstly, the 11 players, and then they'll decide who they want as captain. And for us, it's about just playing our best cricket. But we both know, and all of my teammates know, that, you know, it's never personal. It's friendship first for me. I want to help this team have success. If the selectors or Cricket Australia or the handful of journalists want to write what they want to write, and if I don't get selected back in the team, then, you know, that's all part and parcel of playing at the highest level. You cop that on the chin. I've had a wonderful career. I love what I do. I still think I've got a lot to offer this team, but whatever decisions the people above me make, I'll respect and accept.
Mate, the tragedy of Phil Hughes rocked the cricketing world's boots to the core. Very, very hard for you boys to get back on track. How profoundly affected have you been, and are you still being affected by it? I know you would be, because I've gone through similar in my career. Yeah, it's something you never get over. Did you get counsel? Did you as a group? Did you go to see somebody about it, or did you deal with it internally?
Yeah, look, it certainly was tough and is tough, and I think, as we all know, when you lose people close to you, it takes a long time to try and heal that wound, and they'll always be in your thoughts and prayers and memories. And it's funny, I was talking to Megan, Hughie's sister, last night about exactly that, you know, we still think about him on a daily basis, and it's still extremely hard, because I guess for me personally, the times we spent most together were when we're on tour, when we were away playing cricket. You know, when we come home, you know, I wanted to spend time in Sydney. He was playing for South Australia, so he would go and spend that time there or be back at his farm. But when we're on tour, we did everything together. So I think now it's probably hit me harder than actually when it first happened. You know, every player had the opportunity to have get counselling and to see someone, and Cricket Australia have been fantastic there in making sure all those lines are open and available. But for me personally, I think I've probably needed some time, to myself to reflect and think about things and obviously cherish the great memories. I think that's probably the one thing that keeps me going every day now. I've so many great memories, and you know, I know he wanted me to continue to play cricket for Australia, and that's my goal, you know, to try and get back on the park for him as much as me.
All this talk about you and Steve Smith and the captaincy debate, it puts it in perspective, isn't it, really?
Well, like I say, that stuff's never bothered me. I know, like I say, I've got a great relationship with Smitty and also the rest of my teammates, and I think I probably learned a tough lesson back in 2007 when it was the World Cup actually over in West Indies. My father got diagnosed with cancer, so I found that out. My sister rang me the morning of the semi-final against South Africa. So probably from that day, I think that put the game of cricket into perspective for me. I think it made me realise, yes, I love the game, but it is a small part of my life. You know, there are a lot more important things, and that's why I say I've been blessed to have such a fortunate career and to have so many opportunities to play for, you know, a great cricket club in Western Suburbs, my state, New South Wales, and represent my country and captain my country. So, you know, if it's taken away, then I accept that, but I still have that drive, I still have that hunger, I think I can still help Australia have success. So, you know, I'm realistic, I love the game, don't get me wrong, but like you say, there are more important things in the world.
It is only a game.
Yeah, it is only a game. But people do have short memories, Pup, of how much you've led us back to number one and so forth. But talking about more important things, your wife. Your wife, mate.
Oh, here we go.
Now, the last time...
I'm nervous, boys.
You know them letters you've been getting with the cutout newspaper things? That's from Angus.
We are getting close, Clark. I just wanted to let you know that.
Good luck to you, mate.
The last time we asked her this, have a listen.
What is his most annoying habit?
Oh, chewing gum really, really loudly.
Yeah.
We recorded it. She actually said originally blowing his nose on the bed sheets, but we edited that out, so you better have another go.
Yeah, exactly.
We both know that's not true, Matty.
I know.
Hey, Pup, all the best in the recovery. We know we've always got your back, mate, and of course, this thing you're doing with Oral-B, you know, go make sure you get out there and get plaque-free in just a couple of weeks with all the Oral-B stuff.
Yeah, it's the two-week True Blue Challenge, and there's a website for it as well. It's apps.facebook.com/TrueBlueChallenge. It's got all the details.
If we're judging Australian sides on, you know, teeth, mate, lucky Mo Matthews is not playing anymore.
Which McGiller was.
Shut up.
Oh, good
prince.
On, good on you, Clarky. It's always good to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me. Thanks for your support.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. It's the Grill Team.